Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
David Davenport is the main photograph on the front of the Irish Independent, described as a giant of public service broadcasting with one of the most incisive political brains in Ireland. We had the Taoiseach, Tánaiste and President all leading tributes yesterday to the renowned RTE correspondent. I knew him as a political correspondent, but we're reminded on the front of the Irish Independent that he was perhaps best known as RTE's Northern Ireland editor at the time of the peace process. And a lot of people didn't know that he had been unfortunately sick since March and passed away yesterday. The main story on the front of the Irish Independent, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are banding together to block the Greens' plans for new anti-pollution taxes on cars and trucks. The Green Party wants the Cabinet to sign off on a strategy. Timing very interesting on this, just before a general election, to try and sign off on a strategy to reduce traffic congestion by hitting road users with new taxes. However, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil say they won't clear the plan. So there's a bit of tension going on in the coalition, which you'd expect at this time as the election date draws near. The Irish Daily Mail says millions of euro left in an unspent fund for greenway projects was blocked from funding new roads that were shovel ready. The latest row over roads funding has put the Greens on a collision course with its coalition partners. Senior figures in Fianna Fáil say that the current agreement on roads funding will not survive if they re-enter government with the Greens. So all the papers telling us that there's big rows going on between the Greens, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. The Irish Times on the front page, staying with politics, says Dublin City Council is investigating complaints about posters along the route of the marathon. Because complaints were made about posters put up by the team of Fine Gael general election candidate Senator Mary Seary Carney, and the posters wished good luck to the runners of the Dublin City Marathon, and they've an image of the senator who urged runners to keep it going stride by stride, encouraging them to become stronger by the mile, and they were signed off by Ms Carney as a general election candidate. She confirmed that she put 15 posters up along the route, and now other political parties are complaining about it. So either way, good publicity for her. She's on the front of the Irish Times and she's been spoken about here, and she got plenty of runners to look at her posters along the election route. But there is an investigation now by Dublin City Council into that. The Irish Examiner says that the European Commission is launching formal proceedings against the online retailer Temu, I think it's Temu, over the alleged sale of illegal products and the potentially addictive design of its service. And the reason why the European Commission is doing this, it's because of information shared by Irish authorities. The investigation for alleged breaches comes after analysis from both the European Commission and Commission Naman into Temu, which has 92 million users in the month of September alone. It's absolutely huge. I've definitely bought stuff off it before, and now they are investigating it. But it's one of these huge brands, particularly that you see on social media. So they will have to answer questions as part of this investigation. Inside, or the front pages still of the Irish Daily Star and the Mirror, go with Spain. Like the apocalypse is the front of the Star, and trapped in a nightmare is the front of the Mirror. The death toll in Spain's horror floods has hit 158. As fears grow, that number will rise. Rescuers last night desperately hunting for survivors. Many people still believed to be trapped in their cars and buildings. Apparently sirens going on all around the city. It's a bit apocalyptic, according to an Irish resident, Claudia Waldron from Donegal. I know of someone who's actually going to Valencia this weekend. They weren't cancelling it yesterday, but they were thinking of maybe cancelling the holiday. Not much of a holiday, unless you can help with the cleanup operation, because it's going to take a long, long time. It really is like a tsunami hit. That's really what it's like. The Irish Sun goes with something completely different on the front page. The Duff, the Brad and the Bubbly. Can Damo lead Shells to league glory, or will Stephen catapult Rovers to the top? Do you know, it's nice to see the League of Ireland on the front pages for good reasons as well, because it's rare that they get a lot of coverage. So this is the front of the Sun. League of Ireland fans are gearing up for one of the biggest nights in decades. Record audiences are set to tune in as Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers battle it out for league glory. Damien Duff's Shells know a win at Derry City tonight will land them their first title in 18 years, but Rovers are hoping to make history with 5 in a row. So that's the front of the Irish Sun. Inside the papers, the Irish Independent tells us Virgin Media is cutting the Tonight Show from 4 nights a week to 2, which is kind of an interesting move given that we're on the eve of a general election and that show was on every night by Friday talking about politics, but it's only going to be on now on a Tuesday and a Wednesday night. The decision follows a warning last July that it was going to review spending on news and current affairs journalism after the government's decision to give RTE a bailout. So it's going to be on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, apparently. And two excellent presenters, Ciara Doherty and Claire Brock, excellent broadcasters. I don't know what way it'll work with them now. Maybe they might do documentaries or things like that. But it's certainly popular with people who love politics. And people would have certainly tuned in for the general election to see the coverage, but it's only going to be on 2 nights a week, according to the Irish Independent. We have our word of the year in the Irish Times. We are told the word brat has been chosen as the Collins Dictionary word of the year for 2024. Brat, which has been around for a long time, plenty of us were called brats in our youth, but organisers say that the word describes a person who's characterised by a confident, independent and hedonistic attitude, or just bold, and said it rapidly became the aesthetic movement of the summer. Brat Summer was the phrase made popular by Charlie XCX. So that's the word of the year. Other words, era, inspired by Taylor Swift. These aren't new words now, but they're just popular words. So we've got brat, era. Also, supermajority is one of the words of the year, along with delulu, which is making the list as a slang for utterly mistaken or unrealistic in one's ideas or expectations, and yapping to each other at length. So these are some of the new words of the year. Oh yes, and raw dogging as well, which is, I think that means where you, I don't know, get on things like a train and just sit there and you don't prepare for your journey or have your phone in or even have a book. That's raw dogging. Anyway, finally, we've some job stereotypes for you in the Star. Job personality stereotypes are largely true, apparently. Estate agents are disagreeable, lorry drivers are right-wing, and actors are neurotic. There's a big report by psychologists at the University of Edinburgh looking about cliches attached to jobs, and they find that the most neurotic people were actors, journalists and creative professions. Legal professionals were competitive, while judges, pilots and government officials often find it easier to make decisions. HR managers were the most confident in their ability to influence others, and lorry drivers shared one outstanding characteristic with people who work for religious organisations. Both were among the least liberal. That's according to the University of Edinburgh.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.